I think we've 5 games in the space of, I think it's 14 days, in the next 2.5 weeks, if you like. But, you know, I think you know, we could have done with a game, if you like, the weekend off. It was the last weekend probably we wanted a game off on the basis we'd run into a little bit of form. But this is a bigger test again, in that we're playing in the next 3 games, you know, 3 teams that are in the top half of the division. And effectively 3 teams that would have their sights set on Europe, if not higher than that, you know.
And Waterford have handed Harps probably their biggest defeat of the season already, so yep. You know what you're going to be up against.
Yeah, we're the biggest 4-0 owner, and like scorelines would lie. You know, you might have a little bit in it that we were down to 10 men there early, but, you know, that's only us, you know, wondering what would have happened. They've got quality, they've serious quality, you know, they're a full-time team with lads, you know, that are physically very strong and football-wise very strong. And people might say, well, here you go again, you're building up Waterford qualifying for Europe, you know, in Germany. Then they strengthened again with the players that got in, with financially, they're in great nick. It's a long time since Waterford were in Ballybathea. The last time was back in the first division. You know, they're a completely new side, funny enough, with the exception of Corey Galvin, who was there then and went to a number of clubs in the meanwhile, but has come back in again. They're a good footballing side, as well as physically, you know, the likes of, like, an Adam we know from Bohemians, who's given us a tour of time, you know, Bastian Heary, who we know from Limerick. They're all serious players. Damien Delaney, that, you know, we don't really know on the basis of what he's achieved over in England with West Ham and Bolton, you know, or you know, all around the different places he was. They're a proper side, and, you know, we need to be playing very, very well, and hoping that Waterford, you know, don't play to their potential.
Yeah, because Harps have made it difficult for some of the leading teams in the league at Finn Park this season, and the hope would be that you might catch Waterford.
Yeah, well, we've done okay at home, but we still came out like 1-0, 2-1, 3-2 or 4-3 against Cork. You know, if we don't play well, we'll get thumped home away. If we play well, well, then, you know, it'll be whatever scoreline. You know, I felt that the Pats game, which is the last home game before UCD, I felt we just, you know, never threatened enough to look like scoring there. And while they didn't overrun us, they were very solid, and you know, they had quality high up the pitch, exactly what Waterford have as well. They're very, very solid physically and that at the back, and have serious quality high up the pitch as well.
Yeah, well, the last game brought a welcome first victory of the season, Ollie. I'm sure that's lifted spirits around the club.
Yeah, I don't think spirits, despite the bad run around, are all that bad. It's a realism of what league we're in. And I don't think anyone got too down when we went 10 games without a result. I don't think anyone has got too carried away, because we've won one game. Like, you know, we've played in the last 3 games, we've got 3 very good results, but there are 3 teams that are in the bottom half of the division. We're now playing the next 3 games, 3 teams that have set their sights on getting into Europe are even better. Like.
Yeah. Well, Shamrock Rovers then to come on Monday night. So, as you say, all big games, Ollie. And again, we say it so often, hopefully a big home support on Friday night.
Yeah,
because
we need them. We need them, Dermot. And we also need them to be patient. And, you know, I mention it after the UCD game. You know, we need people to come out to try and get us points, be it a point, be it whatever, to try and get to a playoff position. But, you know, we need people also to be patient and realise that, you know, there's a few young lads out there that are, you know, having that much experience and probably need a little bit of backing, to put it that way to you. But, you know, I felt, you know, to be fair to the crowd there, they clapped them off the pitch against UCD. And indeed, they clapped them off the pitch against Cork, even though we lost, you know, and they deserve huge credit. But I think, you know, the majority of the supporters are realistic about what league we're in. And as regards, you know, should we get to a playoff spot, it would be a savage achievement itself.